Frankenstein. This is Victor Frankenstein. He's a doctor from Germany. He's very clever. He's got lots of books. He likes studying anatomy and electricity. He studies night and day in his special laboratory. Only his friend Henry and his two servants can enter. In the laboratory, Dr. Frankenstein conducts his secret experiments. One evening, Dr. Frankenstein invites Henry to dinner at 8 o'clock. The doctor is very nervous. The servants serve sausages and potatoes. But Dr. Frankenstein doesn't eat. After dinner, they go to the laboratory. Dr. Frankenstein has got an incredible plan. He wants to make a living creature from parts of dead human bodies. Henry is horrified and fascinated. Is this a good or bad project? He asks himself. Dr. Frankenstein puts together the parts of dead bodies and makes a new creature. That night, the weather is terrible. Stormy, windy, rainy and cold. Dr. Frankenstein puts an enormous battery next to the creature. At 12 o'clock, a bright flash of lightning strikes the battery and the electricity passes to the creature. The creature wakes up suddenly and opens his eyes. Dr. Frankenstein is happy. My creature is alive! My experiment is a success! I've created a new life, he says. But the creature is very tall and very ugly. He gets up slowly and walks around. He has got dark hair, yellow eyes, and brown teeth. His arms and legs are long and strong. He's wearing an old black jacket, a green t-shirt, blue jeans, and boots. Henry and the servants are terrified. Frankenstein's creature is really a monster. They run away. Now, Dr. Frankenstein is scared. His monster is terrifying. He doesn't like the monster. He doesn't want to be with the monster. Dr. Frankenstein rejects him. Go away! Dr. Frankenstein shouts to the monster. The monster is confused and angry and leaves the laboratory. It's morning now, and on the street, people are scared of him. They don't want to see him. He's too different from them. The monster is furious and runs away to the forest. The monster lives in the forest. He sleeps in a cave, gets up early, has fruit and water for breakfast, lunch and dinner. He reads books, meditates, and walks around the forest. His life is simple, and he is extremely sad. He is lonely. he hasn't got any friends. One autumn day, Dr. Frankenstein is in the forest and meets his creature.
I feel very lonely. Nobody loves me, says the monster to his creator. Please make me a companion, a wife, he adds.
Dr. Frankenstein feels sorry for the monster and says yes to his request. Dr. Frankenstein starts to make a new creature, a wife for the monster. This is a secret project, and his monster helps him. One winter day, Henry visits the laboratory. He sees this new experiment and is shocked. A second monster, a wife, is a terrible idea. Victor, stop working on it! Henry shouts to his friend. Dr. Frankenstein follows Henry's advice and stops. But the monster gets very angry. He understands that he is condemned to be alone. In a rage, he kills Henry. Dr. Frankenstein is desperate and realizes that the only way to stop his creature is to kill him. The monster runs away. The monster travels to the North Pole, and Dr. Frankenstein follows him for many days on foot. He is difficult to catch. Dr. Frankenstein is very tired. It is very cold. There is a lot of snow and ice. Dr. Frankenstein is exhausted. He can't continue. One very cold night, he dies alone in his tent. The next day, the monster finds his creator dead.
No! No!
Cries the monster. He is desperately sad. Dr. Frankenstein is his father, after all. The monster is really alone now. He regrets his violence and is full of remorse and suffering. The monster walks alone into the dark, cold Arctic night, never to be seen again.